This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Matt Evans. Opponents of the University of Missouri's decision to revamp its academic publishing business plan to meet to discuss their next steps. Organizers of today's meeting say the school's plans to replace the press with a digital publishing operation that will rely largely on student workers and will provide a poor substitute for the traditional university press model. Some members of the Columbia campus chapter of the American Association of University Professors are scheduled to meet with University President Tim Wolf later today. Wolf decided in May to shut down the 54-year-old academic press in part to put the business's $400,000 annual university subsidy to better use. The decision has generated significant nationwide criticism in the publishing industry, and several authors want the school to return their publishing rights. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has declared an emergency because of the recent drought. The state disaster declaration yesterday allows state agencies to help officials respond to the drought and heat. Nixon says state health officials have confirmed 25 heat-related deaths, including 20 in the St. Louis area. Health officials report that there have been 829 heat-related trips to hospital emergency rooms. Nixon says farmers are also facing significant losses to crop and livestock, and fire remains a risk. He says state officials are monitoring how the drought is affecting public water supplies. State officials and business leaders in Missouri are continuing their pursuit of $452 million in federal grants to develop small modular nuclear reactors. And as Marshall Griffin tells us, that award date may come sooner than expected.
The Department of Energy is expected to announce in September which companies will receive the grants. But Governor Jay Nixon says it's possible a decision could come sooner.
I can't speak to the decision makers, and I can't speak for them. Certainly have been speaking to them. I do think that the original time frame, it's our sense that it is moving to a quicker conclusion.
Meanwhile, the governor has announced the formation of a local government task force to aid Missouri officials in their pursuit of the SMR grants. The task force includes county-level officials from Callaway County, where the reactors would be built, and from nearby counties. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Folks in the western Missouri town of Nevada are getting the chance to make examples of themselves when it comes to health and wellness. The town is embarking on an initiative to improve the health of its citizens and the quality of the health care they receive. The Kansas City-based healthcare technology company Cerner is teaming up with local officials on the initiative. The city's hospital will spend $10 million on an electrical medical record system that will allow information to be shared with the town's two dozen doctors and medical experts in bigger cities. An educational campaign will promote better nutrition and health screenings while residents will compete in fitness challenges like walking and weight loss contests. The effort is similar to programs tried in states like Minnesota and Iowa. The 911 Services Administrator for Stoddard County in southeastern Missouri is calling attention to a growing problem of children playing with discarded cell phones and accidentally dialing 911. The Dexter Daily Statesman reports that Carol Moreland says parents are apparently unaware that dialing random numbers from a cell phone or landline phone will eventually reach the 911 dispatch center, causing a distraction for dispatchers and emergency personnel. Moreland says that if parents are going to give children discarded phones to play with, they need to remove both the subscriber identification module card and the battery. The Missouri Department of Conservation is holding several meetings to discuss regulations for blue catfish. Anglers and the conservation officials have been concerned about declining blue catfish catches from Truman Lake for two decades and more recently from Lake of the Ozarks. Both lakes have at least adequate numbers of smaller blue catfish, but heavy fishing for those 24 inches and larger is keeping sizes smaller. The two lakes are formed by separate dams on the Osage River. Conservation officials are considering rules that would allow anglers to bring home 10 fish instead of the current 5, while establishing slot size limits to allow medium-sized fish to grow larger. Meetings are scheduled August 12th in Camdenton, August 23rd in Clinton, and August 25th in Warsaw. Discrimination because of gender identity and sexual orientation is now illegal in the St. Louis County town of Crèvecœur. The town's city council voted unanimously yesterday to update a non-discrimination ordinance. The amendment prohibits discrimination in matters such as housing, employment, and use of public spaces. Five other St. Louis area cities have passed similar measures. For KBIA News, I'm Matt Evans.